In sub-Saharan Africa, about 600 million people still lack access to electricity. But experts say solar mini-grids can provide a lasting solution. Camille Nuama is the World Bank Operations Manager for Kenya, Rwanda, Somalia, and Uganda.
We believe that mini-grids are poised to play a significant role in closing this energy gap. And we know this because new technologies such as remote monitoring, smart meters, have made it possible for countries and developers to deploy this at an unprecedented scale. Solar-powered mini-grids can be the least-cost solution for providing affordable electricity to 380 million people in Africa by 2030.
Some say solar mini-grids can provide high-quality, uninterrupted electricity to nearly 500 million people in unpowered and underserved communities. Significant progress has been made in several African countries to expand use of mini-grids, as Nuama explains.
The deployment of solar mini-grids in sub-Saharan Africa has accelerated tremendously from about 500 in 2010 to over 3,000 installed today and already planned 9,000 additional grids. And they're also on track to provide this power at a low total cost of 20 cents per kilowatt hour and slowly bringing this down over time. This is lower than the true cost of power, actually, for many utilities across Africa.
In Nigeria, for example, a market-driven approach to mini-grid development under the World Bank-supported National Electrification Project has sparked the deployment of more than 100 new solar-powered mini-grids. In several countries, such as Ethiopia and Zambia, new regulations and policy directives are making mini-grids more attractive for private sector investment. In Kenya, a combination of favorable policies and a robust business model based on public-private partnership is underpinning the World Bank-supported Kenya Off-Grid Solar Access Project, which is targeting almost 150 new mini-grids in areas with low electricity access rates. Davis Chirichir is Kenya's Cabinet Secretary for Energy and Petroleum.
In sub-Saharan Africa, 568 million people still lack access to electricity today. This translates to 8 out of 10 people who live without electricity, making Africa the continent with the lowest access rate. In Kenya, however, we have great strides towards universal electrification. Our current connectivity stands at 75% of Kenyan households, from a low of 23% or thereabout in 2013.
The meeting brings together key mini-grid sector stakeholders from across Africa with a focus on accelerating deployment of the technology. Ruben Chama, VOA News, Nairobi.